The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now, Gardaí will today be given new powers to fine people who hold house parties or breach travel restrictions under new measures agreed by Cabinet. Our reporter Barry White went out and asked people if they thought fines would be an effective way of ensuring people stick to the rules.
It's the only way that they're going to stop it. Now, the 5K thing I don't agree with, but I think the house parties, definitely. But they should close the off-licences. What's the use of having them open a bit? But I think it's a bit ridiculous. Who's going to enforce the fines? Like, are you going to have the police run around giving fines to people getting over a ladder over back wall? And because I have to say, in the area where I live, which is down the road, house parties go on all the time. And they just don't stop at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
So even though we're going into another six-week lockdown, would you be worried that there's going to be more house parties in your area?
Definitely. There will be more house parties.
I don't really think it's fair. Like, I mean, for students and that, like, they can't really afford that much anyway, so they're not really going to pay the fines. And it's not going to stop anyone going to house parties anyway. I think they need to, like, allow young people to socialise safely and create a situation where that's allowed rather than, you know, not letting them do anything and then punishing them for actually wanting to see their friends. Like, I just don't think it's fair.
What age are you yourself?
I'm 19.
Do you think that you're... age group has been unfairly blamed?
I think people think that we don't care and that we, you know, all, we just want to go out and stuff like that, and like, no one wants to bring it home to their families, no one wants to get it themselves. But having said that, I think everyone's just very fed up at this point, and I think there has to be a level of like safety, but I think we have to just get on with our lives and learn to live with it. And I don't think level 5 is really practical anymore because it didn't work long term the last time, so I don't think it's going to work long term this time either.
I think it's ridiculous, to be quite honest with you. I mean, where were the fines for the meat factories that caused the second spike, and where are the fines for people flying in from the airports not getting their temperature checked? Ports are still open. You know, why are we aiming at a small contingent of people who are gathering together in what's arguably the most stressful 8 months of most people's lives? Like, I mean, we've forgotten being able to hug, touch, be with our loved ones, and yet we're going to zone in on people getting together for a drink. I think it's ridiculous. I think there's still a lot more that if the ball has been dropped on a lot bigger things by the government, and you don't see any fines coming into the people in power.
I think fines are unfair. Like, I'm not from Dublin, so I can't go home to my family. Like, I'm from Killarney, but I'm going to have to stay up here at the weekends. And, like, I'm so far from my family, like, I can't see any of my friends. I think it's just, I don't think that we should be having house parties of such large groups, but I do think we should be allowed to socialise within six or around that number. I think it's fair enough, and, like, it's just taking such a toll. I don't think fines are a good way of, like, I don't think people are going to pay, and I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, some mixed views there of people speaking to our reporter Barry White. Dr. Hannah Durand is a postdoctoral researcher in psychology in NUI Galway, and Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh is a law lecturer in Waterford's Institute of Technology. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Hannah, are fines an effective deterrent?
Our research would suggest no. We conducted an international survey that addressed people's behavioural responses to the pandemic. And what we found was that consistently threats of fines and arrest were rated as least likely to persuade people to adhere to preventive measures. So not only do people not really want to see fines imposed, having said that, people were quite willing for more stringent measures to be brought in. But it appears that kind of threatening people with fines and kind of punitive measures like that are not as likely to persuade people to adhere as positive messaging about how their behaviour has important consequences for the community and how adhering to guidelines can help to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Now, Jennifer Kavanagh, the data says fines are not an effective deterrent. Does your gut tell you otherwise?
Well, fines can only be one part of getting people to adhere to the regulations that are there. Absolutely positive messaging, you know, encouraging people to do the right thing is actually the most important. But the fines, from the way it seems that they're going to be brought in, it's going to be the last resort for the people who will not abide by the regulations. So you can't really have, you know, all positive messages and everything, but you have to have something that is there for those who just won't adhere to the public health regulations and the guidance that's out there.
Hannah, what about that point? Most of us don't break the law because we're afraid of getting caught. We don't break the law because we know we shouldn't. It's the wrong thing to do. But we have punishment there for the few people who do.
Absolutely. I think that's a very fair point. What I will say from our data, we're seeing very, very high rates of adherence at the moment. You're talking 85% to 90%+ adherence to most measures. So I think while fines may play an important part in convincing that tiny, tiny minority who won't adhere, I think what we need to remember is we need to focus on that 90% and making sure that they stay adherent. We've been asking people to adhere to really stringent measures that have had huge impacts on people's lives and on their livelihoods for 7 months now with no real end in sight. And I think what's more important is to keep that 90% going, to encourage people to stick with it and to continue to promote positive messaging through the media as well to keep people going. Even that minority of people who are not adhering now, a lot of that is unintentional. And I think we need to create environments where adherence to these measures is the easy and natural option for people to do.
And Jennifer, before I let you go, I suppose a lot of people I would suggest would agree with fines for people who are flouting the guidelines, even if it is on a very small minority. And I accept that this is kind of an abstract, maybe, argument to make, but it does move us away from the whole message of social solidarity, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And I completely agree with what's been said. But say, take, for example, the issue of the house parties. Yes, there's issues, say, with direct provision centres, with the way certain industries are being run, and they need to be addressed. But when people see their neighbours having people over who are absolutely flouting the regulations, that at least with the fine idea that the guards can actually go knock on the door and say, look, you're obviously having a house party, there's a fine there, because we don't want people going to jail and we don't want to create people with criminal records from a reaction to a pandemic, which is probably just driven by stress and people just can't cope anymore. We have to bear that in mind as well.
Yeah.
But when you see the obvious house party that's happening, that the guards, the original idea of the guards going in and shutting it down when everyone who knew anything about the Constitution was saying, no, you can't do that, that at least the fines for the house parties will show that there is solidarity and everyone buying in is the right way to go. But at least when there's the obvious issue like that that people see in their neighbourhood, that there is a more sensible approach and a more sensible way to actually deal with those. Because if somebody is having a house party and it's the kids, because the parents are away, it's literally like getting a speeding ticket. You can't just whip out the credit card and pay the guards there on the spot.
Yeah,
the letter's going to be coming home. And the parents then wouldn't even want it.
There won't be a whip around at the party to pay the fine. BYOF, it'll be the message at these parties. Bring your own fine. Listen, Jennifer, thanks a million for your time. Dr. Jennifer Cavan, a law lecturer in Waterford Institute of Technology, and Dr. Hannah Durand, postdoctoral researcher in psychology in NUI Galway.